name on streets is Travis.
Hey, Travis. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. Is this a better time?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, of course. My husband's Samoan, so I know better than to come between a man and his food.
Yeah, my parents definitely have old school opinions on phones at dinner. And we were sitting down at a restaurant.
Oh, that's cute. So you respect your parents. That's really awesome. I love that. So, but in any case, I know I mentioned to you briefly that I'm in the cancellation department, and I understand that you recently signed up with our program, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
1 second. Let me merge my partner and assistant.
Please. I appreciate that.
All right, are you both there?
I'm here.
Harley? No, it didn't merge. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, we all here now?
I'm here.
Harley?
Usually it's pretty immediate.
Harley?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm asking if you're there and you're not answering.
I wasn't there until you just said Harley.
Okay, cool. Now we're all here.
Okay.
Hi, Harley.
So,
I'm here too.
Hi.
Hi. But go ahead, Travis. You were going to say something?
So I wanted Harley on the call in case I miss anything.
Okay.
There's a couple reasons why we're canceling and requesting a refund.
Okay.
The first is, the biggest is just being blatantly lied to. And we recorded the conversation. We told them that we were recording the conversation. We told them why we were recording the conversation, because we've had very bad luck with companies that are claiming that they're going to do this, that, and the other thing for us with an online presence, people that we've never sat down across the table from and talked to and met. Yeah, they assured us of all the assurances, right? One of our biggest things was one of the bad reviews. So when they were trying to sell us, you know, they told us about what great reviews you guys have. Well, when we independently Googled, we found a 2.2 rating from the Better Business Bureau. And one of the recurring complaints on there was the intellectual property, or I don't know what kind of property you call websites and Facebook pages and commercials and ads and reels and things like that. I don't know what kind of property, what that is called, but one of our biggest things was, if we are doing this, then we are retaining the property. That's going to be ours. We already have a Facebook page. We already have a website.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Well, so when we talk to the guy, he tells us, yes, that's ours. Well, when we did our onboarding call and Harley was talking to, was it a girl, Harley?
Yeah, it was a girl, but she wasn't from the Facebook.
I'm looking. Yeah, the onboarding technician usually is not from the Facebook ads department, but let me see what her name was. It says it was Nikki. Yep, you're right. So Nikki did
the client
interview.
She was not from the Facebook.
Did she tell you something, or did someone from the Facebook ads department tell you something that was conflicting? Do you know?
No, the guy that sold us on using you said that all of the Facebook ads would be run through our Facebook business account, which is what our previous companies have done, right?
Uh-huh.
First of all, and we've seen your ad, we both clicked on it, we both submitted responses, never got any leads from what we did, right? We should have got those leads when we tested it. We both did it. So, and we haven't got any leads from you at all. Not one.
Yeah, so on the ad it says click
here.
On the ad it says click here, and when we click there, it just bumps up, you're all set. Somebody will contact you. You can proceed to the website. And then there's an option to proceed to the website, but you're giving the impression that their information has been sent to the company and the company will be in touch. And
but
we never got
shit.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So, Hold on, pause.
That's not the bigger initial issue. We just kind of went on a sidetrack when she said that.
Okay.
The bigger
issue
at that point, I mean, that is the bigger issue, not getting the lead information. But what we were originally discussing was who retains the right to the property. And when we did the onboarding, we were informed that we had to give you access and that you guys would use what we had to create something on your own platform that would be yours.
Separate, yeah.
Yeah, doing it for us. And that's not what we were told when we were first talked into making that initial payment.
I've never heard that before. I've been with the company for almost 14 years. In July, it's my 14th anniversary. And
we can play the call for you, or you can go listen to the call.
Listen to what she's going to say.
Yeah. Okay. I can listen to it. That was the call with Nikki or with who?
The guy who sold us.
Oh, it was the call with Andy, right?
Okay, can we pause, ladies, for a second,
yes,
please?
Yes,
because
okay, yeah, finish your thoughts,
I think you two are on different threads because you didn't finish your sentence. You were saying that you haven't heard that in 14 years. You haven't heard what in 14 years?
I haven't heard that we create anything that we retain ownership on. So what
Dee Harley, that's why it's important to listen to the whole sentence. When she said what she said, you thought she was saying that she'd never heard that we could keep the property. You have to let people finish their sentences, Harley.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Travis. I'm confused about what you're talking about, but it's okay.
Okay, interrupted her, you said to her,
I was still on a different thought.
Were you on? Please.
Just that's what he told us. It doesn't matter now, Travis.
It is
what it is. Like, the point is that he lied to us, right? You can go listen to the call.
Listen to her. What she is saying right now is that what he said was correct. That's why it's important to listen to the whole sentence.
No, it's not correct because none of that stuff is on our platform. It's on their platform. The ad's not running on our Meta Business app. It's running on whatever it's running on. It has nothing to do with us.
Well, it says
it's not
here on April 16th, it says that client granted partner access to Facebook business page. So you guys added us to your page, and
then
we started running the ads on it. So
The only ad that we're running is our ad on our Meta account, right? Whatever ad you're running is separate from ours, and we don't have access to it, and we're not getting leads from it.
Okay. So I'll look into that department and see how you can verify, that when somebody fills out the Facebook, ad form, you could verify, where the lead is going or if it's coming to you or if they just call you directly or what the case may be. I know that if we set up, just so you both know, if we set up a business that doesn't already have a Google business page and a Facebook account, we would then create it for the client as a courtesy, and we would set the client as the owner and Local Splash as the manager so that we can, do the programming to give you results, right? But if that client ever discontinues working with us, or if it's a client that already has a Google business profile and a Facebook and they just add us to it, if they discontinue working with us, that's still the company that we're working with retains the ownership of those accounts. Local Splash doesn't. We wouldn't have a reason to. You know what I mean? Because we wouldn't be programming on it anymore. Like if you guys canceled, so we wouldn't want to own it anyway. You know what I mean? We've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada in 20 years as a corporation. We wouldn't even, have any reason to do that. But as far as the Better Business Bureau reviews, I want to let you guys know, because I would be scared in your situation too. You already told me you had a bad experience with another company, right? And then you came on board with us, and whatever the miscommunication is with the Facebook, Andy that signed you up was absolutely correct. So, you know, we're not going to, you know, take any of your profiles from you. But I will tell you that on the Better Business Bureau.
Wait, stop. Please stop.
Go ahead.
I'm not accusing you of trying to take any of our profiles from us. Okay,
I thought
what
that
we
was
asked
your,
him, hold on, what we asked him was if they would run the ads on our business meta thing, like the other people had been running the ads. So the ads are ours. Once you put them on there, they're ours. You can't remove them, right? We granted you access to run ads on our profile, right? Where are you running the ad? Because it's not on our account, which is where we're saying the lie is.
I get your question. Mm-hmm. I get your question. So how we run the Facebook ads is more strategic than just putting them on your page, because if we put an ad on your page,
it's not a page, ma'am. It's a meta business profile. It's the the app that you run your ads from if you are running ads on Facebook, right? We granted you
correct
access to our meta business profile where the ads should be running, because we specifically asked him, would that be the case? And he said yes, and it is not the case. Do you understand?
Yeah, but Harley, why would they take our ad from Meta Business and then run?
Because they were supposed to make their own
ad. Finishing the sentence now. Why would they take the ad that we already have on the Meta Business page and then run it again themselves on the Meta Business page?
No. They were supposed to run ads. They were supposed to create an ad separately. But the ad should be running on our Meta Business page, period. They shouldn't be running anything outside of our Facebook, right? That's what we were concerned about, and that is what they are doing. Also, they said, we'll create an ad for you. You didn't create an ad for us. You literally took what some other company created, copied it, and added some extra shit to the end, and then put something on it like, whatever, click this and submit it, and it doesn't even work, right? When you click it and submit it, it doesn't even send us a lead, right?
Okay. So I'm asking that department questions as you're talking, just so that they can get back to me on the G-chat. So clients added Local Splash to their Facebook business page, but said the ads are not running on their Meta Business profile. Their Meta Business profile. I'm also going to put how you guys tested it. So also, they tested the Facebook lead and never got their test inquiry. Okay, so we're on a G-chat system. They'll usually get back to me, you know, within like 60 seconds or 2 minutes. But while we're waiting for him to get back, his name's Kyle. Have you guys logged on to your dashboard by chance, the client dashboard through Local Splash?
Yes, I've logged on to it.
Okay. Because on the Local Splash dashboard, there's different sections, one of them being Facebook ads. And it says 21 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads with the advertising that we're doing. And then it has different ads that we're running for you. So have you looked at that section? Is that where you're saying the ad was duplicated from another company? It says Ramos Trees, from pruning to full removals, we make tree care easy, clean, and stress-free. Our services include, and then there's a list of your services.
Ma'am, the ad was taken from our Facebook business profile. Another company made that ad.
Okay.
It's the ad that I'm currently running. Right? You were like, oh, we'll create another ad, and we'll run it on your profile. No, you didn't do any of that. I'm still confused about, like, why we're having this conversation. Like, what
okay,
we're confused
okay
about.
So, let's see, ads are running per. Oh, he put ads are running per the dashboard. They are run on our ad account, so they won't see it on their ad account.
Right.
Where
that's
did they see the
what
test?
They
like,
told
so
us.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him, is our ad account tied into their Meta profile, right?
Oh,
that's what
not.
I need to know. But it
that's
says you guys added us to it. That's, okay, hold on.
Right, and all you did was go in and steal that ad from our profile. It's literally all you did.
Hold on. Is our ad account tied into their...
I got 24 cents, bud.
...existing Meta business profile. Because they think I don't want to say think, I want to say a better word, like suspect we are running them on a different account or a new account. They suspect we are running Facebook ads on a different account. Okay, so let me see what he says there. And if need be, I can get you over to that department. Maybe they can explain it a little bit better than I do. Because
I need to explain it. Like, I know what happened. I thought we were canceling our service. I know he's trying to get a refund. I don't need them to explain it. I know exactly what happened.
Well, he was explaining to me, you know, the reasons that you guys were wanting to cancel. So that's
Okay, ma'am, listen. But the reason we want to cancel is because we were lied to. The man said that he was going to run them on our profile, that all of that stuff would be ours, that you would create us new ads, that we would get leads. None of that.
So the ads that we're running. What I'm thinking Kyle is trying to say here, and you guys were not lied to, is it says we run ads using their Facebook page. They grant us access to their page, okay? So you gave us access to the page. We're running ads
on
your page.
We very specifically asked, because in this review, it said that this is what you did. And the man said, no, all of that's going to be on your Meta business profile, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to take anything and run it in our stuff, so you don't have access to it. All of that is untrue. You understand? There is a lie if you tell me.
No, it's not a lie. It's not a lie.
Ma'am, if I ask specifically this question, is this going to be run on our profile? Is this going to happen? And he said yes. Right? So my expectations were very specific, and he said, yes, that's what's going to happen. How is that not a lie?
Because the running ads on your Facebook Meta page is different than going into your Meta business profile and running ads. Because let's say that we ran
ads. Oh, my God.
Ads.
Ma'am, we read about this on your reviews. We specifically asked how it was going to be done. And he specifically said it was not going to be done the way it's being done. How is that not a lie? That is why we are upset. Do you not understand that? You cannot justify something that is fact.
Let me explain something to you just as a side note. So hopefully you'll understand, you know, what I'm trying to say is, and try not to be angry, Harley. I'm just trying to help, okay? I mean, there's no reason.
I'm not justifying anything. You are trying
okay?
to justify and rationalize, oh, that's not what happened. Connor, roll up the windows. That's not what happened. This is what he really meant. When I specifically asked, this is what it says.
Okay, so bear with me for a minute.
We are hesitant to give you money. Okay? Do you understand? Yes. All of that was said in the conversation. And here we are, a month later, because he lied to us. Ma'am?
You've been with us for 2 weeks, Harley.
Okay.
But
our billing cycle
but with
was,
that being
was
said,
up to 27. Come on. Now you're lying to me about how long we've been with you. Come on, Ripples.
The,
our billing
you guys
was up
signed
on
up on April 10th, and your next billing is May 10th, and that's when Travis did the e-signature on the terms and conditions, which, by the way,
it
says that the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount. So
I don't
I'm thinking
want
you, that
you, okay, so that's fine. So let's just drop it. We don't want to be in service with you if you're not going to give us the money back. Whatever.
I can drop it, but I just wanted to explain something to you, if I may. I'm going to cancel it for sure because I want you guys to be happy. I don't want you to think I'm justifying anything, but I do want to let you know because, you know, you guys had a bad experience with another company, and I can't wear a black eye for that. But I'm thinking there's some miscommunication that took place that isn't anything that you think it as far as lying is concerned. And the reason
okay.
I
if
say
I
that.
If I specifically ask something.
Well, hear me for a minute.
Specifically.
Please.
And you
let
very
me finish
specifically told me.
I know, but you've told me that four times and I'm trying
wait,
to explain
and you're
something to you. Travis?